few months ago, we interviewed Israeli electrical engineer Dr. Shimon Yanovitz about signs of self-assembling nanostructures inside of these COVID-19 bioweapon injections being falsely referred to as safe and effective vaccines. Well, now Dr. Yanovitz says that upon further research, he's discovered even more contaminants and nanotech with inside the shots. He says he also has evidence that these materials can be transmitted to the unvaccinated via evaporation and condensation. He also has new findings related to vaccine hydrogel technology. We have a lot to cover, so we'll get right into it with Dr. Yanovitz, who joins us now. Sir, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Stu. Nice to see you again. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, of course. So I think most importantly, let's talk about the way that this is transmitted to the unvaccinated, people like myself who have decided, no, we're not going to get this. You're saying inevitably that we are. Is that right?
Of course. Well, I think we've all known that people shed something. Everybody who's unjabbed has been feeling that. We couldn't pinpoint exactly what the mechanism is for this shedding. So now I think I know what it is.
And what is it?
Well, we have evidence from a scientific paper coming from Thailand. There was an incident there. A nurse dropped a vial. The vial dropped on the floor, snapped. The material from it spilled on the floor. They wiped it off and they put the paper towel or something in the dustbin. And then 15 people got infected with ocular erosion, that's eye damage, and burns to their skin and so on. So we know that the material is volatile and it evaporates and it burns skin and eyes. And that's the paper. Now, what I've been doing at my end on the microscope, I think last time, Sue, you asked me, I told you I was unwell. You asked me, did I get infected by just looking at this material? And I couldn't give you a good answer. Now I can. So it doesn't, transmit through the lenses of the microscope. But the fact that, I'm looking at the binoculars of the microscope and my head is so close to the sample, and I was not using a cover slip this time, so the sample was not covered. And then hours later, I get eye irritation, further suggests that this is volatile and the fumes are toxic.
So the fumes are toxic and it's a volatile chemical, of course, hydrogel technology, the use of pegylated lipid nanoparticles, which is a documented weapon of biowarfare. These things we know to be true. How is it going from me, a person who is vaccinated, to me, a person who's not? Once it's inside of their body, how is that happening?
Well, suppose one is jabbed and his body contains a volatile material. If one drinks alcohol, you can smell that out of them, right? Because it's volatile through their body. It evaporates. This thing too, presumably. So people exhaling on you who are jabbed are basically transferring some material that can condensate on you and start creating these new structures.
Wow. We do a lot of warning on this program about all of the dangers that the elites and the global, murderous cabal have set up for us. What about a possible solution to any of this? Do you have any idea how one would protect themselves against this kind of viral shedding?
Well, it's not viral shedding. It's just a chemical shedding, toxic shedding. And no, I don't. Besides the fact that one should isolate oneself from jabbed people as much as possible, and it's not always possible. So, I think, people who are jabbed should be isolated, maybe. But that's not practical, is it?
Well, I don't know about that. Sure, why not?
They wanted to isolate us, the unjabbed, because they said we are dangerous. So the fact is quite the opposite. The people who are jabbed are endangering the rest of us. I'm not, you know, there are could be other ways of spreading this thing, like aerosol sprayed from the skies. But I think that people who are jabbed are, in fact, endangering other people.
Yeah, this has always been the case. Dr. David Martin was on this program, one of the most viewed segments that this show has ever done, where he made the claim, people who have been injected, inoculated with this bioweapon have now become mini bioweapons factories. They are producing and emitting and transferring the toxicity of the chemicals that are involved with these shots. You're now confirming that. I want to ask you, since
I disagree slightly with all respect to Dr. David Martin. I don't see any evidence of people being a factory producing the spike protein or whatever it's called, the toxin. I see all evidence that the toxin is already present in the vials themselves, and it is injected into people, and this is how it gets to their body.
Have you looked at blood under a microscope of both an unvaccinated and vaccinated person?
Yes.
And are you seeing the damaged blood in the unvaccinated people who have been exposed to the people who have been inoculated with this bioweapon?
I have looked at the blood of unjabbed people, my own, and I found that it is full of nanostructures, you know, the structures that self-assemble from the nanotechnology. I also did one very interesting session with Dr. Zandre Botha from South Africa. It was a Zoom, and at the time I didn't have the vial. She did. She put a tiny bit of the matter together with her own blood on the microscope slide, and voila, her red blood cells, as seen out in the microscope, began to become very ill within a minute or two. Obviously, there was no mRNA translated into spike protein. It must have been directly from the vial.
Have you seen more of these nanostructures, these self-assembling anomalies appearing inside of the vials as you've been investigating?
It doesn't appear, they don't appear inside the vials, but once we take them out and we put them on the microscope slide, or I put them, we can see that self-assembly starts to happen, and all these nanostructures start growing. And my colleagues, Dr. David Nixon from Australia, and Dr. Anna Mihalcia from the US, some colleagues from Australia, they've been testing unjabbed people. And I think the findings is that about 80 or 85% of the people who are unjabbed have these structures in their blood. So how did they get there?
The people responsible for this forthwith should be indicted, tried, and fried. There is just no question about it. Our government is killing us openly. Governments around the world are openly murdering millions and millions of people, self-assembling nanostructures inside of the bodies of those that chose not to be inoculated with this bioweapon. This is the most egregious kill-off that humanity has ever seen.
You've got to give them credit. They came up with, a very sophisticated and advanced technology. Such a technology that they have, in fact, conceived of years earlier. There's a document of Johns Hopkins University on how they want to develop what they call self-spreading vaccines.
That's right.
So it doesn't matter if you're jabbed or not. They want you inoculated, in quotes. So they want these things in you, whether you chose to be jabbed or not, Stu.
Yeah. Do you think it's connected to the 5G towers by any chance, Dr. Yanovitz?
Absolutely. So what we found, again, people who have been on your show, my colleague Matt Taylor and Dr. David Nixon and I, we found that when we apply some electromagnetic radiation even by using a simple smartphone, just having it in proximity to the microscope, we see the sample start being very, very active and much more volatile and active, and structures that maybe took 2 weeks or months to assemble start assembling within 10 minutes or 20 minutes or 10 hours. So we have no doubt that electromagnetic radiation, and it could be 4G. 5G is more dangerous because it's a more directed weapon. It's, for the first time, they have the capability of sending very narrow beams with the 5G phased, active phased array antenna. This is the technological term. But 4G could do it also, and it promotes the self-assembly. And according to findings of Matt Taylor and David Nixon, there is also disassembly. So if they want to eliminate some evidence of things that developed in our body, apparently they can do that. So there is a assemble command, if you will, and disassemble or dissolve command as well. So they can take things out.
By moving away from those electromagnetic frequencies.
Yeah. Or just stopping the transmission or taking the beam away from you.
The way to stop the transmission altogether is by any means necessary, take down these 5G towers. Take them down immediately by any means necessary. This is the destruction, the flip of a switch. Who knows what they're capable of? They could nuke everybody who's been exposed to this thing. They can control your mind, your thoughts, your dreams, your memory, your actions. We have an entire military, by the way, that has been injected with this bioweapon. Imagine having that kind of control at your disposal. And the people who have it at their disposal are the most evil and vile demonic creatures to ever walk the face of the planet. For your research, we really appreciate it. Dr. Shimon Yanovitz, thank you for being here.
Thank you so much, Stu.
Branch Covidians have turned our cities into super shedder capitals. The jabbed have become self-spreading bioweapons, threatening the purebloods.
He pulled this clot out, but as he pulled it out, it became something that was the extent of the person's entire leg. It was almost like a wax, you know, mold of something.
The clot shot is ending careers, detonating bombs in the brains of pilots.
Dozens, maybe north of 100 commercial airline pilots have died within just a few days of being vaccinated. Dead.
But don't despair. There's an answer to protect you and your kids from the chimerically engineered symptoms. Forget the forever boosters. Fortify your immune system today with the Z-Stack from Dr. Zev Zelenko. One pill formula, taken twice a day. Everything you need to fight back against bioweapons, RSV, and influenza B. ZStackProtocol.com. Stock up now. Be prepared. Stand ready. ZStackProtocol.com.
Hello, everyone. I'm Mike Lindell, and my employees and I want to thank each and every one of you for all your support during these times of cancel culture. They've canceled our box stores, our shopping channels. Now they've even tried to debank me, and it's all because they want our voice canceled. Buying today also helps support Stu Peters' show, which is one of the best podcasts, best shows you're ever going to watch, because he speaks out like it is. He tells the news. What a concept. Well, today I'm going to pass the savings on to you. You get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99. And if you order today, I'm going to give you my book free. By the way, my book, this is the American dream. This is what it is. This is what we're all fighting for. This is what we're not going to give up on. We're not going to lose our freedoms. You use promo code STU. You guys, this is the best price in history because of your great support. Thank you all, and God bless.